The day they came to tell me, I was in one of the gardens with Kiernan, trying to decipher a 300-year-old map of the palace grounds. We were sitting on a stone bench, the delicate roll of fabric lying between us. Instead of looking toward the gardens, however, we faced the grey wall that separated the northernmost edge of the palace grounds from the streets of Vivascari. "It can't be there," he was saying. "Look, Nalia." I glanced up from the map to follow Kiernan's finger, which pointed at the expanse of wall in front of us. Once he had my attention, he jumped up from his seat on the bench and strode toward the wall. He rapped his fist against it, then winced comically. I rolled my eyes. "See," he said, "there's nothing here." "Are you sure, O princess, wise and stubborn, that you're reading it properly?" I sighed in frustration. He was right. We had examined this section of wall for over an hour, searching for any cracks or indentations that might indicate a secret door, all without success. "We're where it says we should be, at least where the part that I can read says we should be." I tucked a hand through my hair, pulling a few of the dark brown strands loose so that they trailed against my neck. "It's those markings along the bottom. I've looked and I've looked, but I can't find anything that even comes close to them. They aren't any modern language I know, or even any ancient one." Which was irritating, since I knew 4 modern languages well, bits and pieces of 6 others, and enough of 5 ancient tongues to at least recognize them. But these runes, I could think of no better word to describe the scratchy markings, were completely baffling. Not that I had asked anyone else about them, not even the librarians who should have been the map's keepers. It was a mystery, one Kiernan and I had discovered, and we were determined to figure out the answer by ourselves. "They could say anything," I continued. "They could say, do the opposite of everything you've just read. After all, the location of the King Kelman's door is supposed to be secret." We had been trying to find King Kelman's door since the snowstorm last winter that had trapped the entire city indoors for days. Though I would have enjoyed sitting in front of a fire in one of the palace halls with a good book, Kiernan chafed at being kept inside. And since I was his best friend, finding ways to help him expend his boundless energy had generally fallen onto me. So we had spent most of the 4 snowbound days exploring the palace, which, being more than 600 years old, had enough interesting places to keep us busy for 40 days. Kiernan liked the armory best, where he could examine the weapons of deceased kings and queens, and where we found a tiny hidden recess in the wall behind the shield of my great-great-grandfather. Inside the recess had lain a dagger, no longer than my hand from wrist to fingertip. It was quite plain, and since we couldn't imagine that anyone had missed it during the past 100 years, Kiernan had kept it.